that one. Those are some of the big news coming out of world football. The biggest news, of course, is this Ancelotti move, and of course the impact it's having on PSG and their final decision to bring in Laurent Blanc just a few hours ago, officially confirmed as the PSG manager. And there is no better man to join us on World Football Daily than our guest today. He is a man that can talk all things French football, and I tell you what, there is plenty of things to talk about when we talk about Ligue 1 at the moment. He is Goal.com's very own Robin Berner joining us on the line. Robin, how are you today, mate? How's the summer?
I'm very well, Ollie. I'm enjoying the summer. It's been busy, but it's been good. It's been interesting.
It's been busy. It's just got a lot busier in the last few hours or so with PSG confirming Laurent Blanc as their new manager. First and foremost, this has been a saga that's been dragged out for a number of weeks now. What impact has this had on the reputation of PSG in this search for a manager?
Well, I don't think it's done them any favours at all. Basically, they knew that Carlo Ancelotti was virtually certain to go to Real Madrid from almost the last day of the season. So they've known for about a month that they've been able to plan and try and get a new coach in. But the way they've stalled, the way they've tried to approach the whole process of bringing in a new manager, it's really made them look rather amateurish, because they've basically made it impossible for somebody to take on the job in terms of stability. They've obviously got Blanc in now, but he's been a sort of unique case, because he hasn't had the job for the last year. He's a free agent. He's almost a sort of wandering spirit. So they've really made a sort of mess of it.
Has there been maybe too rigid an outlook from PSG? We know who they wanted to bring in. Arsene Wenger's been a name that's been linked over the last few months to PSG, and who they'd like to bring him in at some point. Has there maybe been too much of a focus of working away of being able to bring him in next season with this new manager who's going to be brought in this year? And has that affected it at all, do you think?
Yeah, I think they've been far too rigid. Basically, they've been trying to lure other big name coaches from other jobs, and they've been trying to do it, but they've only been promising 1 year of certainty, and even then there's been very sort of little backing to any potential manager, just because of the whole Wenger rumours, and even now Blanc signed a 2 year deal, but the second year's dependent on results, which seems like a bit of a get-out clause for PSG to perhaps approach Wenger again next summer. So they have been very rigid. They've not really been very reasonable at all. And it's made it very, very difficult for them to get a coach of the standing that they feel they deserve.
They've approached a number of people. Capello, Mourinho, Andre Villas-Boas is being linked as well. The fact that even the highest profile of managers weren't able to be kind of lured in even by the money as well, does that show that French football in general is still lacking in stature, or is that just the problems with PSG, do you think?
I think it's perhaps more of a problem to do with PSG specifically and the way they've approached this summer. I think the fact that they managed to get Ancelotti in the first place shows that they can attract big name coaches. However, I think when they try and lay down their own stipulations towards the job, the big names that they want aren't that attractive to the club.
It's not exactly a name that's going to attract the biggest of players possibly as well, Laurent Blanc. It's when you think of Europe's top managers, I don't think there are many people that would put Blanc in that sort of category. What about the impact on the players potentially departing? Ibrahimovic saying that he will be staying at PSG, but there was so much built around Ancelotti creating a kind of a revolution at PSG. That's got to be thrown kind of all into the mixer now and really a spanner into the works with it.
Yeah, absolutely. I think in the short term, I think PSG will be okay, but it'll be interesting to see how they go through the season, how Blanc can command the respect of the players, and whether they want to stay next summer as well. I think perhaps next summer will be the telling time in the terms of keeping hold of the likes of Ibrahimovic and Thiago Silva, possibly Marco Verratti, although his future has been more linked towards Ancelotti, so there's a distinct possibility that he could leave this summer. But yeah, it certainly does throw the future of certain players into the mix. Yeah.
How much of a tightrope will Blanc be walking this year? In terms of if results don't go their way early on, will there be another chop straight away from the up above?
That's a good question. Personally, I think that Blanc will do a good job. However, if he wasn't able to sort of harness the team in the way that the board would like him to, I don't think they would be particularly keen to sack him immediately. Partly because of the struggle they've had to find a coach. And in terms of getting an interim boss, that would be very difficult, I think, because of the limited number of names available. They could look towards Leonardo, but he's got a touchline ban, which would stretch till February, pending an appeal which takes place in a couple of weeks' time. He would be the obvious potential interim. So I think Blanc would be given till at least January, February time before any sort of big decisions were made. I think he's maybe got maybe the first half of the season and a little bit longer.
Do you see that being likely then, the possibility of Blanc being moved on? You mentioned that it was depending on results whether he got that second year or not of his contract with PSG. Do you think it's a high possibility and something that PSG are almost looking for to give the job to Leonardo come January, February time and allow then a smoother transition and not have to worry about Blanc's second year of a contract and by getting him out early, midway through the season?
No, I think the club are certainly looking to be successful this season. I think they certainly want to move on. I don't think there's any question of them wanting to struggle to the league title. I think they really feel that they should be successful. I think they always want to be successful and to improve. However, if Blanc did do an outstanding job, say he won them the league comfortably and did them very well in the Champions League, maybe getting to the semi-final or final, they would find it very, very difficult to move him on. And I think that would perhaps cause a problem in terms of the long-term strategy if they do want to really make a big play for Wenger, who remains sort of their big target.
How does Blanc stand in terms of the PSG fans? Obviously, an icon of the French national side, especially the one the World Cup in '98. Played at Montpellier and Saint-Étienne, but never featured in the PSG side. How will the fans react to this appointment?
I think his influence and success with the national team means that the Paris Saint-Germain fans will be pleased, they'll be happy with him. He's already proven himself in Ligue 1 with Bordeaux previously as a manager. He won the league there. I think he's a figure who commands immense respect in France. And I think even though, he's maybe perhaps not one of the top managers in Europe, he's certainly seen as a sort of an influential figure, a well-respected figure. I don't think the fans will be too put out that he's come in, although I think they will be definitely disappointed that Ancelotti's left.
Elsewhere, of course, in French football, just moving away from PSG, but staying with the big money sides and Monaco. Robin, at the beginning of summer, there was all of this talk about a possible ban from Ligue 1 for Monaco because of the taxation policy. Can you just clarify for us? I've still been unable to find a distinctive yes or no answer that this ban has been lifted, but I've not heard that it's going to be enforced next season. So I'm assuming Monaco are okay to play in Ligue 1 for next season.
The ban is due to, well, it should occur. It's all to do with where their headquarters are stationed. At the moment, they're stationed in Monaco, which means they don't pay any tax. However, the professional teams in France want them to move into France, which would bring them under French tax law. And basically, they've been given a deadline of June 1st, 2014. So it would be the season after next before there was any sort of implications.
What does this have on kind of financial fair play with Monaco? We've seen them splashing the cash about a hell of a lot already this summer, and the rumours of links with John Terry and big multi-million pound contracts again, which would be, I assume, untaxed still down in Monaco for at least next season. But in terms of financial fair play, this is going to have potentially huge repercussions on the club.
Yeah, it certainly would. Basically, one of the arguments that Monaco have put forward is that they had based their budget on the coming years on being stationed in Monaco, and that they had claimed that the big signings that they've made, the Falcao, Pedro Moutinho, sorry, João Moutinho, and James Rodriguez, they were all deals that were done before March, finalised before March, and therefore they couldn't back out of those deals after the French teams had decided that the tax laws were unfair towards the other teams. So they're claiming that you know, they've based their whole structure around actually being in Monaco, and they feel that it would just be unfair for them to have to change that now. So obviously, there are implications towards financial fair play from there, and they've not really been particularly clear how they're going to get around this. They've said that in order to become a big team, they need to invest initially and then build from there, but they've not really come out with any strategies for complying with financial fair play.
And of course, their spending looks set to still continue throughout the summer as well. Plenty of names kind of rooming around, but who are the strongest links to be joining the upper echelon of at least financially in terms of French football at both PSG and Monaco this summer?
Well, I think Paris Saint-Germain's transfer policy is going to revolve around who Blanc would like to get in, and there may be some changes there over the coming weeks. So you may see some different names involved. For example, Rooney's kind of dropped out of the rumours recently, which kind of shows you how it was Ancelotti's influence that seemed to want to drive that deal. In Monaco, I don't think there'll actually be that many new faces arriving. They've said that they're only going to sign 5 or 6 new players over the course of the summer. They've already got 4 big names in, which means that they might only sign another 1 or 2. I think for Monaco, you'd be looking at fullbacks, perhaps. Contral has been linked there, he's a possibility. There's also right backs. So I think you'd look at Monaco signing defensive players rather than any more big name attacking players. Although, of course, if the right player was to come along at the right price, they certainly shouldn't be ruled out.
They've also spent on a reasonable budget, at least in terms of financial fair play, on a couple of players. And Emmanuel Riveri from Saint-Étienne is from Toulouse, is one that stands out. He was a name that was kind of touted about as a very hot youngster when he was kind of 19, 20. Now at 23, you're getting to that point where you want to start seeing the best out of him. How far can Riveri go? As a footballer, are we seeing a new up and coming striker for French football, or are we seeing somebody that's probably going to be a middle of the roads type player?
Well, he's not a player I particularly rate. I have to admit, I find him a bit wasteful, a bit erratic. So I don't really think he's going to make much of an impact in this Monaco team next season. I think if you're looking at existing players, you've got to look at Valère Germain, who's presently at Monaco. He's come through their youth system. I think he's perhaps one of the brightest players who might make an impact. A young Belgian there, Yannick Pereira Carrasco, who's a left winger. He's very, very, very bright, and he's going to be another one of the great Belgian players coming through at the moment. But I don't personally see Riviere making that much of an impact in the Monaco team over the course of the next year.
There's always a slight exodus of players from Liga who obviously catch the eye throughout the season. One of those players was Aubameyang from Saint-Etienne. Has there been any more strong links of Aubameyang's departure this summer? There were strong links to linking him to England at one point earlier on, just as the season was finishing. Is there any more on this story?
There's not really been an awful lot of concrete progress on Aubameyang. Although he's been linked to Newcastle, he said that he would prefer to play in the Bundesliga, and it would seem that the likes of Leverkusen have probably got the sort of strongest links to him at the moment. In terms of actual concrete moves, though, there's not really been a massive amount, but I think there'll be a lot of interest for him over the course of the next month from all of the big leagues, really, and I think he'll almost be able to take his pick of where he wants to play. I personally wouldn't be surprised to see him go to the Bundesliga or Spain. I think that's where he wants to play. And I think if offers come from big teams in those countries, then he'll probably depart there, yeah.
Who's going to be potentially garnering the biggest transfer fee coming out of France this summer? Obviously, Aubameyang impressed a lot. But there are other players that play very well throughout the season as well. You look at Kapoue from Toulouse and Matuidi, of course, at PSG. But are there anybody who's going to be really garnering a hefty transfer fee from somewhere?
I think Aubameyang's going to be the biggest name, really. I think he's probably the player who's broken through to the greatest extent. He's a guy who's possibly got the most potential to take a stride forward. Capo, yeah, I think he'll probably make a move, although I don't think it'll be as big as Aubameyang's. He's He did have a good season, but I think he's kind of plateaued a little bit over the last couple of years. He's perhaps not taken the strides forward that he would expect, and maybe the club would expect him. It's probably time for him to move on as well, but he should command a significant fee. But I would suggest that Aubameyang's probably the big name from France this summer.
It's sounding like maybe it's going to be a slightly subdued season, off season, sorry, in French football. With the amount of money that PSG and Monaco have, and generally the amount of talent, yet there's not really kind of a feeding frenzy atmosphere that we sometimes get, especially when teams with a lot of money get going. Are we expecting? Was this maybe slightly unexpected? How potentially quiet, aside from the Laurent Blanc and PSG search for a manager, this summer could be from now on.
To an extent, Paris Saint-Germain had said in the media that they wouldn't make big changes in their squad over the course of the summer. They had suggested that even when Ancelotti was there, they still might only sign one or two players. And I think the fact that they've stalled so badly over the Ancelotti deal, or the Blanc deal rather, I think that's pushed them back in the transfer market even further. So they're kind of playing catch up at the moment. They need to get Blanc with his feet under the desk, so to speak. He needs to sort of assess the squad and talk with Leonardo and decide which areas need strengthened. So I don't think it's a massive surprise that they've not made much of an impact in the transfer market.
Well, they've.
Monaco also said that they would only sign five or six players. I don't think the media really believed them when they said that, but at the moment it does seem that they will only limit their spending to some extent. So it remains to be seen whether they keep to their words. I would personally suggest they'll sign another two or three cases.
It's still going to be an entertaining summer, though, in French football. Plenty still to talk about as the summer continues. And Robin, you're covering the under-20s as well at the Under-20 World Cup. How are the French under-20s comparing, especially to the English side that obviously had that 2-2 draw with Iraq the other day that I was bemoaning on the show?
Well, the French team have got a lot of talent. They've got a lot of names that people know, the likes of Pogba, Florian Thauvin, who's been a big player for Bastia. He was Ligue 1's young player of the season. But their performances have been rather lackluster, to be honest. They opened up with what seemed to be a quite convincing 3-0 win over Ghana. However, they didn't play as well as that sort of result would suggest. And yesterday's 1-1 draw against the USA was a really lackluster performance. It wasn't particularly impressive at all, and there'll be certainly be a desire to see a big improvement when they play Spain in their final group game.
I hope you didn't say that too loudly that Rafa could hear it, mate, because otherwise he's going to be going on and on about that US draw on the show. Robin, it's an absolute pleasure to have had you on the show today, mate. We always enjoy catching up with you, and we always appreciate you taking the time out to join us, man. And we look forward to catching up with you, hopefully just before the season gets going, so we can look at everything that's gone on this summer in full. Let's see how Laurent Blanc's settling in at PSG and see who are going to be the people that can try and chase them down in the race for the Ligue 1 title.
That sounds great. Look forward to that.
Thank you very much indeed. Mr. Robin Berner joining us here on World Football Daily to talk all things French football. A big announcement, of course, just a few hours ago that Laurent Blanc officially announced as the PSG manager. We heard about it and the very obviously strong rumours and pretty much guaranteed nailed on yesterday that it was going to be Blanc taking the reins at PSG. Ancelotti moving to Real Madrid. How is that going to affect?